Billy and Friends Adventures in Friendship, Fun, and Forest Life.
Billy and the Broken Promise.
Dear best friend Rabbit Billy, you are invited to my birthday party on the first day of the first week of spring. Love, Hedgehog Alex.
Billy was eating breakfast when his mother read the invitation to him.
That's right. It's Alex's birthday soon. What fun we'll have! I'm sure Alex will be given some neat toys for his birthday.
Well, dear,
said Mother Rabbit,
if you want to attend, you'll need to RSVP. It is only 5 days away.
RS what?
Asked Billy.
Respondez, s'il vous plaît. It's French, dear. It means to please respond to this invitation,
explained Mother.
Oh,
said Billy with a smile.
I'll let Alex know when I see him today at school.
And with a wave to his dad and mom, he was out the door and into the morning sunshine. The path that led to Greenshire School was particularly lovely in the early morning light. Billy would do his best to be out the door as soon as he could so he could relish his walk to school.
Billy! Billy!
Came an excited voice to his left. It was Badger Smoggle.
Guess what?
Commanded Smoggle. Billy laughed at Smoggle's earnest expression.
What's up, Smoggle?
Father just bought me a new fly chute for pine surfing.
Billy gasped in appropriate awe.
Can I have a try, please?
Of course, agreed Smoggle smugly. Next week, Thursday, called Smoggle over his shoulder as he headed back toward the Badger estate.
That's the day of Alex's birthday party,
thought Billy. But he decided not to think about it. These things always work out, he told himself. Billy smiled all the way to school. Later that day, he sat with Hedgehog Alex as they ate their lunch. Billy was so excited about trying Smoggle's fly chute that he had forgotten all about the invitation to Alex's birthday party he had received that morning.
Billy,
said Alex in a worried tone,
did you get my invitation for my birthday party?
Oh,
said Billy, smacking his forehead.
Yes, I did. I just forgot to say. But of course, I'll be there. There should be enough time for me to do some fly shooting first,
thought Billy.
Good,
sighed Alex.
Crowds make me nervous, even if it is a birthday party for me. I'm glad I can count on you to be there as my best friend.
Days passed quickly, and the appointed day of Alex's birthday celebration had arrived. Billy was on the shaded path that led to Alex's home when Smoggle came crashing down the path.
Your mother said you'd be on the way to Alex's, so I knew just where to find you.
Smoggle was in the fly chute, and it indeed was a grand contraption. Perhaps the grandest contraption Billy had ever seen in all his rabbit years.
Get in,
said Smoggle. Billy looked at the sun in the sky. It was early yet, enough time to go for some pine surfing. Besides, Alex would understand if he was just a little late. He knew how much Billy loved fly shooting. It was quite late in the afternoon when Billy finally arrived at Alex's birthday party. In fact, it seemed nearly all the guests had come and gone. Alex was sitting alone at the foot of Old Grangle, the oak. Party streamers hung from the low branches, and a pile of presents sat at the foot of the tree, with one especially shiny and large present in the back. As Billy neared, he gasped in appreciation. Alex had gotten a fly chute as well. And if it was possible, it was even grander than Smoggle's.
Did I miss all the fun?
Asked Billy innocently. He earnestly wanted Alex to invite him to ride in his new fly chute. Alex looked up from where he had been sitting. His eyes looked sad and a little watery.
You said you'd be here,
said Alex in a small voice.
Oh,
said Billy, suddenly feeling quite ashamed.
Well, Smoggle came along and I couldn't say no, but I'm here now. There's still some light left. Perhaps we could play.
No, it's okay,
said Alex in a stiff voice.
I think I'd rather be alone right now.
Well, tomorrow then?
Asked Billy. But Alex had already begun to walk away, and Billy didn't know if Alex had heard him or not. The next few days, it seemed to Billy that Alex was avoiding him. He didn't sit at his usual place during lunch hours, and at class times, he would sit at the very front of the class, right in front of Teacher Remus, which Billy was sure Alex had never done before. Billy missed his friend. He remembered how Alex had said he was counting on Billy to be at his party, and he knew he had hurt his friend by not keeping his word. He wished he knew how he could make things right. It was the day of the school festival. All the students were helping to raise funds for a school field trip to Aquadare Waterfalls. Some students were selling lemonade. Others were offering baked goodies from booths piled with great heaps of delightful-looking treats. Alex was sitting alone in a booth with a sign that said, "Handcrafted Quills." Usually, he and Billy would attend the school festival and operate a booth together. But he had overheard someone say that Billy was helping out at the fly shoot booth, selling tickets for rides in Smoggle's fly shoot. He missed Billy, but he was still hurt that Billy hadn't kept his word about his birthday party. Alex sighed and rested his head on the booth table.
"Hello, Alex,"
said a voice that sounded like Billy's. Alex opened his eyes to find that it was indeed Billy. Billy's cheeks were a dull pink.
I wanted to ask if I could help you with your booth.
Billy paused, and when Alex didn't say anything, Billy nervously continued,
I want to apologize for the other day when I didn't keep my word to you. I realize that it hurt our friendship and caused you to not trust me. But I miss you, and I want to be your friend again."
"It's okay,"
said Alex, who was very happy to have his friend back, and happier still to not have to sit through the school festival alone. They sold many quills that day and agreed to see each other again on the morrow for a full day of fly shooting.
"I'll be there,"
promised Billy. It had been a difficult thing to learn, but Billy was now glad he understood the importance of keeping his word. The End. Authored by R.A. Watterson. Illustrations by Yoko Matsuoka. Narrated by Simon and Ruth and Kevin. Copyright 2012 by The Family International.